I welcome you to today's episode of Restored Life Podcast with Stanley. Here we'll learn how to grow our knowledge of God's Word and to rest in His goodness. On this platform, we will share how you can act on the Word of God, walk in your inheritance, and enjoy all God has made available to you in Christ. On today's episode, I'll be speaking on seeking the approval of others. And I'll read from the book of John 12, 42 and 43. Nevertheless, many even of the rulers believed in Him. But because of the Pharisees, they were not confessing Him for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the approval of men rather than the approval of God. This passage presents in strong terms today's reality. The Pharisees at that time held an elite position of power and respect. They made rules and punished offenders of their rules accordingly, yet among their ranks, many believed in Christ. However, these believers knew that if they confessed their faith in Jesus publicly, they would be disgracefully and publicly relieved of their positions. They would lose their reputation and be oppressed by the Pharisees. They would probably risk their lives and those of their families. It was that bad. And since the repercussion was much for them to bear, hence they loved the approval of men rather than the approval of God. And these are the same reasons why certain non-Christians will not confess Christ publicly today. But you see, Apostle Paul said that he lost all and counted it joy for the sake of knowing Christ. He would rather enjoy the fellowship of Christ even if it were through suffering, rather than continue to live in the elitist club of the Pharisees. Think of how this speaks to our conduct today. We often try to impress others, we boost our own self-esteem, get as many likes as possible, talk like everyone else, agree with them so they don't disagree with us, we dress like them so we are not seen as laid back, we don't want to be seen praying so we are not ridiculed by our fellow students or friends or colleagues. In our world today, the fear of rejection has made many people to be fixated on social approval. Where there is an obsession for social approval, there is an unusual dislike for criticism, fear of growing older or being younger, fear of losing physical attractiveness, and so on and so forth. And in the end, this results in unnecessary competition, lack of confidence, and low self-esteem. Our young people, teenagers in particular, have come under severe peer pressure. For example, some of them are pressured to forgo their chastity in order to be accepted by their peers and the society, while others are derided, for holding strongly to this value. It is no surprise that young people look to their peers in particular as means of determining their own self-worth. In schools today, young people are ranked among their peers based on sexuality, dress, clique, and extracurricular participation. In my early years in college, on a particular occasion, I felt humiliated when a girl I had admirations for called me a pastor. I rejected it immediately, hoping that it would give me some confidence to approach her to be my friend. Today, it's hard for young people to keep their identity because of their need to be accepted too. Please look out for these young people and make them listen to this message. But this message isn't just for young people. It concerns you as well, because much of life is based upon performance, competition, and status. In the social media, you will bear witness, the more likes you have on your post, the more visible you are. The less likes on your post, the less visible your post is. How does that sound? But that's today's reality. You've probably heard the saying like, you have 10 seconds for someone to make up their minds about you, or you need to impress people in order to be liked by them. You know, by thinking this way, you set yourself up for unnecessary stress. We settle for average when we are too concerned about being liked by people. A common mistake people make today is the unreasonable quest to gain the approval of others. And you know, craving human praise is like finger drops of water in the mouth of the thirsty. Finger drops rarely satisfy. So why is approval seeking such a fundamental part of human behavior? We see that in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 4. There the Bible says, I have seen that every labor and every skill which is done is the result of rivalry between a man and his neighbor. This too is vanity and striving after wind. Solomon was saying here that every effort, activity, and work of man is in his natural state based upon competition with others. Men are obsessed by status, physical and financial possession, and the women in their lives. While women are fixated on their looks, attractiveness, status, and the likes, all in a bid to look good before people or possibly outperform others. The word here is competition. But it is futile to base the worth of your life upon other people's acceptance or the need to be recognized. How futile it is to spend your life racing to match up with contemporaries. It is striving after wind, and in the end, it leaves you worn out. Are you obsessed with approval ratings? Do you feel rejected if you are disapproved by others? Most of us do. Do you become hurt when you are corrected? Is the approval of others or the lack of it the proper means to judge your soul, your performance, or your moral standing? I don't think so. And if it is not, then what is the proper standard? Standards of beauty, hear this, of wealth, of status, of influence, and the likes are created arbitrarily by people. And if you live every day striving to meet these standards, you may end up staying out of God's allotted path for your life. Paul drives home this point in Galatians 1 verse 10. He says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." Bottom line, if you always try to please people, you will be their servant rather than Christ. Does this mean you shouldn't please people at all? No. Rather, do not make pleasing people, being like others, or getting liked by them be your primary objective. Show me a person who thrives only on people's appreciation of him or on his works. I'll show you a person who is insecure, who lacks proper judgment and self-esteem. In the end, he will be disappointed. Furthermore, we are told in Colossians chapter 3, 23 to 24, "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for man, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. So whether you are recognized or appreciated or not, make doing good your core value. That's living to please God. Everywhere Jesus went, he was doing good. Though he was not appreciated, yet he did good all the time. Jesus taught his disciples to pray in a way that does not attract accolades from men. Your focus must shift from men pleasing to God." You know, Peter and the apostles said in Acts chapter 5 verse 29, "We must obey God rather than men." Until you base your identity and your worth solely in who you are in Christ and his love for you, you will continue to wrestle with insecurity, you will suffer rejection, and you will live in discontentment. So I challenge you today, choose by faith to break the chains of seeking man's approval. And the way to do that is to begin by seeking God's approval instead of man's approval. As I end today, I'd like to cite the words of A.W. Tozer in his book, The Price of Neglect. He says, "I cannot believe in the spirituality of any Christian man who keeps an eye open for the approval of others, whoever they may be. The man after God's heart must be dead to the opinion of his friends as well as his enemies. To reprove one man in order to gain the favor of another is no evidence of moral courage. We will never be where we should be in our spiritual lives until we are so devoted to Christ that we ask no other approbation than his smile. When we are wholly lost in him, the frantic effort to please men will come to an end. The circle of persons we struggle to please will be narrowed to one." Amen. If you are blessed by this message, please share with your friends. Subscribe to Restored Life so you can get notification regarding our podcasts. God bless you. Amen.